I'm joined once again from Baghdad by Martin Chulov. Martin, Samarra to the north of you seems to be the kind of key battleground. What are your thoughts?
Well, it certainly is today. All morning, Shia fighters travelling in convoy have been heading from Baghdad to Samarra to defend the two Shia shrines at the heart of the city, which have been surrounded by Sunni insurgents over the last 24 hours. A small contingent of Iraqi troops remain there in defence of these shrines, but large numbers of others have simply abandoned their posts, just as they did in Mosul, Tikrit and Kirkuk over the past few days.
And any sign that Iranians are helping out?
None yet. It would be difficult to hide large numbers of Iranian troops. We're keeping a close eye out for them. And it seems very, very clear that Iran has a vested interest in ensuring that this Sunni Islamic insurgency doesn't take hold. But there is no visibility among Iranian forces yet.
And just explain why Samarra is so important to the Maliki government.
Well, Samarra is extremely important to the Shia sect, full stop. These two shrines that we speak about were blown up twice in 2006 by the earlier incarnation of ISIS. At that time, they were simply known as the Islamic State of Iraq. They were destroyed in February and April this year, and those attacks spawned the sectarian war, which tore apart this country for three subsequent years. So, you know, there is a very strong interest in both the Shia sect itself and also what remains of central government authority being able to ensure that neither those shrines or any other Shia Islamic shrines in the country are targeted by these insurgent groups. If that were to happen, it would be almost a given that that this country would disintegrate once again along sectarian lines.
And is it significant that ISIS are taking on such a symbolic place? Why don't they just bypass it?
Well, because of the as you say, because of the very symbolism that it represents. It must be said that at this point, ISIS haven't been rampaging into Samarra. What they've done is sat out at the checkpoints, got on the telephones to Iraqi commanders and said it's in your best interest to leave. They're also trying to start a hearts and minds campaign with people in Samarra who are majority Sunni, and saying, look, we're brothers in arms. We're in this together. It doesn't have to be bloody. We can just rise up among ourselves. Although we are told that in the last couple of hours, the arrival of the Shia fighters has changed the equation significantly, and clashes have started to break out. So we do expect there to be a very fierce, potentially prolonged battle for Samarra over the coming weeks.
We're also getting reports of clashes in Bakuba. Is that something you can confirm?
Bakuba isn't far away. It's always been restive. It's basically on the way to Samarra. The distance between Baghdad and Samarra is roughly 125 kilometres. Bakuba is a very restive, very militant part of the country, roughly halfway between. ISIS have always been active there, and as has the elements of the Sunni insurgency that date back to the US occupation. So clashes have been reported throughout today, and that remains a particularly lethal part of the country.
And what's the atmosphere like in Baghdad today? It's still a sense that the enemy's at the gate?
Yeah, very much, absolutely. That said, people are not fleeing. People are bunkering down in their homes still. There's no rush for the exits, certainly no one heading north, because that would take them through the Badlands if they wanted to get to the Kurdish north. And the southern exits towards Basra, which are far safer, are also very quiet today. So it just seems to be people staying in their homes and waiting for what's next.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much.